Welcome to the Bill Cartwright Show with our special guest, Sacramento's Hall of Fame coach, John Carsten. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bill.
You know, what I really want to do is get to know you, have everybody get to know you really quickly. I want you to talk about where you grew up, and I want you to talk about your mom and dad.
Okay. I actually grew up in Modesto, California. Then I moved to Santa Cruz in my senior year in high school. My dad was a worker from the agricultural department in Modesto. My mom was a homemaker, and I moved. I was going to stay in Modesto and live with somebody and finish up, but I decided at the last minute to go to Santa Cruz. And I really enjoyed Santa Cruz High School. I actually graduated from Santa Cruz High School. And played basketball there and really enjoyed
it. Team.
And I won a
team.
We were a championship team that year, 1953.
So when you were in high school, you were a sports kid, or what kind of kid were you?
Well, I was a hard worker. I was a good student. I worked hard in my grades. I was a type of a person that had to study. It didn't come naturally. I had to study hard for my grades and so forth, but I was always an honor student, and I worked hard. And sports-wise, I played some basketball and baseball, really, to tell the truth. But basketball was my sport.
Yeah, so you were you a better basketball player, or what was your best sport?
Basketball by far. I played at Santa Cruz High School, Modesto High School, then Santa Cruz High School, and then Monterey Peninsula College for 2 years, and then Sacramento State College for 2 years.
So as you're leaving high school, how did you know where you wanted to go to college?
Well, I really didn't, to tell you the truth, Bill. I actually joined the Marine Corps right out of high school. I went in the military service. I was 17 years old, and I signed up and went in the Marine Corps for 3 years, and then came back, and I was going to go down to school down to UC Riverside with my old high school coach, but the last minute, a coach that came from Sacramento, and you know the name, Mr. Pete Paletta, came to Monterey Peninsula College, and he came over and recruited me, and I really liked Pete, so I went to Monterey Peninsula College.
Wow, I did not know that. What kind of coach was Pete Paletta? Because he's such a legendary guy.
He was a fantastic coach, Bill. He was taught me a lot about the game and about life. And actually, when I was thinking about going into coaching, I really wanted to be another Pete Paletta. Because I liked the way he coached. He coached with a tough hand. He was on our case all the time and so forth, but he made us better teams. Before Pete came to Monterey Peninsula College, they never had a winning season. And when he took over for the next 3 or 4 years before he went to USF, he had 3 championships.
So was he more of a defensive coach, or was he an offensive coach?
I would say more of an offensive coach. He lined up, but he worked hard on the defense too. We were a good defensive team. And his teams at USF, you probably remember them way back and before your time at USF, tell the truth. But I used to go down, we play our games in Sacramento, and I'd drive down on the weekends and watch USF play. Bob Gaylord was on that team too. You remember that guy?
I sure do. He was my college coach.
I know he was. I recruited you out of Elk Grove High School.
So after you left Pete Paletta, where did you go?
I went to, we were looking for a place for me to go, and my roommate was Bill McClintock, who ended up going to Cal. Yeah. And I was going to go up to Cal with him, but the last minute, a new coach came at Sacramento, name of Ev Shelton, and he contacted me about coming up and playing at Sacramento State. So I came up to Sacramento for the day and checked in. I really liked him, so I ended up going to Sacramento State and enjoyed my 2 years of playing there.
Talk about some of the guys you played with at Sac State.
Well, there was, I hate to say this, but I went to 2 funerals about a month ago, and 2 of the guys that I played with passed away. Bill Whitaker, who was an outstanding rebounder, defense him, and Jent Davis, who came out of Stockton. And he was one of our great players, too. And John Dilley was an outstanding player with us. And we had some good teams at Sac State. We really did.
Hey, who were some of the other good teams in the area and some names that maybe we wouldn't know that you played against?
Okay, well, a name that I always bring up and so forth and all, who I talked to the other day, was Mr. Dusty Baker.
Dusty
was a senior at El Campo High School, lived over by me. And I coached him in an all-star game here in town. And we all became friends. He used to come over when I coached at American River College. He used to come over and work out with us all the time. And he still stays in touch with me. And in fact, I talked to him. I texted him yesterday because he has COVID now.
Yes, he does.
And but he said he's doing well. He's going to be back to work pretty soon. But I followed his career and went down to watch his team play when they played the Giants and so forth and the A's when he was with Houston. In fact, I saw him play when he was with the Giants, to tell the truth. So I kind of stayed in touch with him. And my big player at Foothill High School, when I coached at Foothill High School, was Larry Weber. Larry was a great player, and he ended up going to Oregon State and had a great career up there. But the best player ever out of Sacramento was Mr. Bill Cartwright.
That guy.
I was asked that question the other day by a sports writer. He says, tell me the two best players ever out of Sacramento in your era. And I says, Bill Cartwright and Kevin Johnson. Am I right?
I don't know. That's not for me. Well, let's do this. So you're leaving Sac State. So what are you thinking? Do you know what you want to do?
Well, I wanted to be a coach. And I was promised a job. Pete Paletto, one time we were in San Francisco, and the superintendent of schools, Mr. Bud Kima, happened to be there at the game too, at the hotel in San Francisco. And I asked him what I was going to do, and I told him I'm going to Sac State for 2 years, and I want to get a job teaching and coaching. He says, Coach, you come and see me after you get out of Sac State, I'll give you a job. So after I finished playing, I went in to see him one day. He offered me a job. So my first job was Highlands High School. I was a JV basketball coach at Highlands High School.
And so what was that like, your first coaching gig?
I was 26 years old and learning just like everybody else and so forth, and had some great teams, great JV teams. And in fact, I had 25 of those guys over my house about 3 weeks ago. They're all 75 years old now, Bill. And we had a great time reminiscing about those 2-3 years that I coached at Highlands.
So talk about your next step from Highlands. What do you...
I opened up Foothill High School, brand new school in town. And the principal came in one day to practice and said that I'm going to go to Foothill High School. I'd like to have you be my basketball coach. So I was the first basketball coach at Foothill High School.
Talk about how easy or hard that was to get that going.
That was tough. The first year was tough. The guys that came over to see me, my old players, figured out my record at Highlands was 68-4. My first year at Foothill High School, we were 3-18.
Yeah,
the next
tough.
Year, we were 20-5. And that was tough to go from a winning atmosphere to an atmosphere that we had to build the program. It was not easy. It was tough. But the next year, those same guys came back. And we had a great year the next year.
So how long were you at Foothill?
I was at Foothill for 4 years. 4 years at Foothill. And then the athletic director from American River College, Mr. Woody Hutchison, came over to see me one day and said, we're going to have an opening for a basketball coach at American River College. Would you be interested? I said, yes, I would. I'd love to go over the junior college level. So in 1970, I went over to American River.
So talk about the difference of coaching in high school and at a junior college.
Well, I think the big thing, Bill, is the recruiting aspect. You know, in high school, you got who came and so forth. In junior college, I had to get out and get players. And I had a guy that was very influential that helped me a lot, and that was Mr. Dan Risley. He sent me some players from Elk Grove that played for me and played very, very well. And but I think that was the big thing. And the travel, of course, was different. You know, our league was Fresno and Visalia and Modesto and Stockton. We traveled more than we did in high school. But I think the big thing in junior college, the difference mainly was, and most of these guys that played for me in junior college were the stars of their team in high school. So I had to get those guys and put them together. That was not easy sometimes. But I had a lot of success. I was very lucky. Good players. You know some of those guys from Elk Grove. Just talked to Pat Hedman yesterday. You know Pat?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Pat has cancer, throat cancer. And he's going through chemo treatments and radiation right now. But he's hanging in there. He's doing okay. He and Bill Job and Mitch Magner came over and played for me.
Yeah, those are good players for us.
They were very good players.
Ben Hedman was a great passer.
Oh, yes. One of the best point guards, probably the best point guard I ever had, really. He was fantastic. And Dan and I got, your old coach and I got along very, very well. We actually went to the same high school, Modesto High School, many, many years ago. I knew Ray Risley better than Dan, but when Dan came to Sacramento, he was a JV coach at Mira Loma when I was a JV coach at Highlands. And that's where I got to know him.
So what was your best team in AR?
Best team in AR was in 1978. I had some players. I had Paul Purvis, who came out of Highlands High School. I had Brad Tatum, who came out of Highlands High School. I had some guards that came from the Elk Grove guys came. And had a wonderful team. We went to the finals of the state tournament. We got beaten the finals by 1 point. That was a good team. 77-78.
So how long were you at AR?
I was at AR. I coached for 14 years. And then after I got out of coaching, I went to the counseling office for 14 years. And I love that too. That was great. Good job. So I exactly had American River for 28 years.
What was that like? Because you had coached so long. And then now you're out of it and you're counseling. That had to be kind of weird.
It was different. It was really different. And I was ready. I had coached for 25 years that time. And my stomach got pretty bad. I got a little ulcer problem. And I decided to do something different. But counseling was wonderful. I still got to talk to a lot of nice young people and about their careers and so forth. And I was the athletic counselor for a while. And it was a change. I missed the basketball. Of course, I had the opportunity to run Bill Cartwright's basketball camp. So I got to stay in the basketball aspect. You remember that? We did that for how many years, Bill?
That was for a while.
Yeah, that was great.
It's funny, you know, almost want to think about the years. Hey, talk about the, because you still did basketball clinics.
Oh, I started a clinic in 1975, I guess it was, when I ran that for 25 years. And that was fantastic. We had coaches from all over to come to Sacramento. And I really enjoyed that. And it was, I think the coaches enjoyed it too in town. Because we really never had any basketball clinics in town. But I brought speakers from all over. Converse Shoe Company was excellent, too good to me. They sent me speakers sometimes too. And it turned out to be a really good situation.
Yeah, because I think I was looking at that online. And actually, it said like 32 years. 31st annual John Carston basketball clinic. 32 years. Wow.
I know it's a long time. Brian Katz, who was the coach at Sac State just recently, he took it over after me and he ran it for a little while too. But it was a good clinic. It was good. I want to go back for a minute to the Bill Cartwright basketball camp. Because your coach, Dan Risley, came to me and asked me if I would be involved with that camp. And I told him, I says, yes, I will under one circumstance. And he says, what's that? He says that Bill will be there all the time. because I worked camps for other guys, and a lot of times the people that ran the camp weren't there all the time, and you were there all the time. You were there in the mornings, you were there all day long, you were there in the evenings, and I thought it was an excellent camp, Bill, and it was because you were there all the time. It was great.
Well, I thought it was fun. I thought the camp was fun. The kids were great. The kids were going to learn. And I think what's interesting about camps is that if a lot of people haven't gone to them, that the difference between a kid on Monday and the difference on Thursday is a completely different kid. So it's nice to see that transformation. It's nice to see them get better, work on their skills. And we were just really fortunate to have a really great group, and of course
we had a wonderful group, and you being there all the time really helped. You were there during the day. Well, you and I, if you remember right, we would go check the kids, make sure they were in bed at night. You stayed there all the time, and it was I thought it was a great camp. I really enjoyed those years. I was trying to think of how many years we did that, Bill. How many was it? 10, 12?
Somewhere around there, at least
12. Around there, I think so too.
Yeah, it was a good while, but it was a good time.
In fact, I found an old Mr. Bill T-shirt the other day. I found him in my closet. I picked it out, and here's a Mr. I don't know where I put it now. I should have brought it now. Hold it up there, but I didn't. I didn't bring it in. Those were good. Hey, you gave the kids a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we did. Well, every kid got a shirt every day.
Yeah, I know that. And they, even years later, I would see people that had gone to the camp that mentioned that and so forth. They really enjoyed it.
Yeah. See what happens when you give them a lot of stuff? They can't get rid of it.
I know it. Oh, man. That was their wardrobe for school the next year. Exactly.
Hey, do you overwatch high school, college games now?
Yeah, I still go out and see high school games quite a bit and go over to the junior college. When my friend Brian Katz worked at Sacramento State, and when he was over there, I went over to Sacramento State games quite a bit too. And I go to a lot of games. I still go see some high school. I have some ex-players that are coaching now in high school, and their kids are playing in high school. So I'll go to a lot of games. It's still fun to sit up there. Yeah, but so I think, Bill, the game has changed a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think?
Well, I think you know what I think. I'm just curious about, because you've been playing and coaching longer than I have. Compared to Pipileta and where we are now, how's it different? And what do you think about what's going on right now?
The game itself. That was funny you asked that, because I went to a game last year. One of my ex-players, American River, came up and sat with me. And he says, "Coach, how much has the game changed?" And I says, "The biggest thing to me nowadays, that's my opinion, players dribble too much. We used to get the ball. We'd look for the pass. We'd look for the shot. Then we put the ball on the floor. Now I think they get the ball and automatically goes on the floor. I don't think the passing is there as much as it used to be." That's my opinion. And I think that's one of the big things of the change. And when you played either too, you almost looked inside. The inside game is not there as much as it used to be. Do you agree with me?
You're dead right. Nobody, yeah. they don't play inside anymore.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't. It's outside. Well, of course, I know the three-point shot has changed the game. I realize that. But still, we live and die by the inside. I want that ball inside to my big guys. So now we don't see that much of that anymore. The game is still great. Don't get me wrong. I still love basketball. I enjoy watching the teams play. But to me, that's the big thing, the big change, that now the ball does not go inside of the postman. We used to believe in going inside, outside, you know. Pass the ball in, they go and they pass it back out. You know, now they dribble around and pass, and the guy shoots a three-point shot. And how many three-point shots a game? My God, it's changed.
Yeah,
it's still a great game though.
I agree. I think everybody pretty much loves basketball. basketball has and will always change.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to get accustomed to this style. It's just not going to happen.
No.
But we can just enjoy the game for what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Our players, I think the players are very, very good today. Very talented.
Oh,
shooters awesome. And so I think they're fantastic. But I just, I like the old game a little better, to be honest. Of course, I'm getting old. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. 86 years old now, Bill.
86. You're looking great.
Feel pretty good, hanging in there and so forth.
Hey, talk about your family. I know that my wife and I have been together for 43 years, and it was funny when I was talking. Your wife was here earlier. That we have the same relationship because one voice is the same as
right,
the other.
Right. No, we've been married 60 years this year.
60. Wow. 60 amazing. Years.
I met my wife at Sacramento State, and we've been married for 60 years. I have a boy and a girl. My son is a coach, basketball coach up in Sparks, Nevada. And he's at Spanish Springs High School. He's coaching the JV team up there. He's not a teacher. He's an insurance man, but he coaches basketball. And my daughter lives in Rockland. She's close. She works at Hewlett Packard. And I have five grandkids, and they're fun to be around. Four girls, one boy.
Wow. Are any of them gifted to play some sports or instrument or sing?
They played a lot of sports in high school. That was about it. My grandson, I have one grandson. He played basketball and baseball in high school up in Reno.
You're a coach.
And he was a good player and so forth.
Yeah. What? You're a coach.
Yeah, and our granddaughter, who's a school teacher up in Sparks, she coaches. She coaches basketball and volleyball. So they're still involved. They like their sports. They all played something. I remember when your son played.
Yeah. But my oldest son now is 43.
He's 43 years old now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I take that back. He's 42.
Yeah. My son's 57. I tell you, hard to believe, huh?
Yeah.
It's just, but they're fun to be with, Bill. And I always tell, I saw somebody yesterday, a young lady, I had to go over and get a heart test over at the hospital. And she had a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. I says, enjoy them because they grow up fast. Isn't that true?
That's very true. As my oldest grandson is now 18.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. Man. I'll tell you. My oldest granddaughter's 30. He'll be 30 this year. It's hard to believe. We used to be young people. What happened?
Yeah, we just did.
You look good, Bill.
We did the right thing, and we're still hanging out.
Yeah, exactly right, and so forth. How you enjoying it back at USF?
I'm very fortunate to be back at USF. So, still a great school, great people.
It is. Spent many hours going watching basketball games at USF.
Yeah, we got to get you over to USF and watch us play this year. We got a new coach. We got a new team.
You think I'm trying to do? We're going to have a good ball club?
I sure hope so.
I don't know your coach there now.
Well, that's why you got to get you over there. We need some of your knowledge.
Okay. I don't know about that. The slow break? I don't know. But I've enjoyed my years. And I always enjoyed watching you play, I'll tell you. It was USF I got to tell you one story. And maybe I told you before. My wife and I went to New York one time. And the last day I said, well, I have to go over and see Madison Square Garden. I've never seen it before. So I went over there and I was up there and they were getting ready for a concert. And I asked the worker there, I said, I would love to go down and see the floor. Would you take me down there? He says, no, I can't. They're working down there and they don't want anybody down there. I said, I've got to see this. I'm from California. I says, by the way, and I lied, Bill, I coached Bill Cartwright in high school. He looked at me, he says, you got to be kidding me. He's one of my favorites. And he yelled down the guy, this guy coached Cartwright in high school. They put a hard hat on me. I went downstairs, walked all around the basketball court, took me in the locker rooms and everything. They said, hey, when you see Bill, tell him hello. I'll never forget that. I'm sorry I used your name, but I wanted to see Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I'm glad you did. And you must have caught us at the right time. Maybe we won a couple games at that point. So people were ready to lynch us.
That was after you played there, of course. But this guy, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. He was a real fan of yours. He was a construction worker there at Madison Square Garden. And you had great years with the Bulls, too. So that was very, very instrumental and so forth. You have a lot of great memories, don't you?
Yeah, just like you.
Yeah,
exactly. Pretty soon I'm going to have those Hawaii memories you got going there.
What's that?
Pretty soon I'm going to have those Hawaii memories going.
Like, yeah, right. Here we are in Hawaii. Yeah. We try to get over there every year. We try to get over to Hawaii every year. I love it over there. I really like it. Always enjoyed it. So forth. So we try to. We've done a lot of traveling over the years. A lot of traveling all over the world. And I'm hoping maybe we can do a little bit more, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. You know that.
You're amazing.
Thank you. Let's stay in touch, okay?
Sure. I'm always around.
Okay, I know you. I got your phone number. I got that number in my book now. So, and say if you talk to Dan. I haven't talked to Dan for a while. So will you talk to him? Tell him hello for me, okay?
You got it.
Okay, you take care, Bill.